When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
In today's show, Futures Based Bitcoin ETF has a 75% chance of approval this month of October, according to Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchunas, as he shares here. Yes, the SEC has kicked can on Bitcoin ETF approval, but that's for the physically backed ones under 33 Act. The futures ETFs filed under 40 Act, which Gensler loves, are very much alive and likely on schedule. We think 75% chance of approval in October. And as Lark Davis shares here, Bitcoin still going to 100,000 this year. Quarter four 2013 and quarter four 2017 both saw 300% plus rallies. What would make Bitcoin do that again? A Bitcoin ETF getting approved in the USA. That's right. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is forming a pattern that usually leads to a very powerful upside move. According to the Real Vision CEO, Raoul Powell, as he shares here in this chart, the Bitcoin long-term log chart looks pretty luscious. Who knows if the wedge breaks on the first attempt, but a consolidation pattern of this magnitude usually leads to a very, very powerful upside move. Also in today's show, are $100,000 Bitcoin price predictions plausible for the end of this year? Analyst says crypto markets are showing remarkable strength amid stock market wipeout. And as Plan B shared in this poll this morning, do you think Bitcoin will reach 500,000, 288, 100,000, or will Bitcoin stay below 100,000 by Christmas 2021? I'll be breaking this down for you. And speaking of Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, the same analyst that nailed the August and September Bitcoin closing price, predicts Bitcoin at 63,000 in October as the worst case scenario. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are pumping back in the green, but where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy. A Bitcoin exchange-traded fund, better known as an ETF, has a 75% chance of being approved this month in some form. That's right. In comments this weekend, Eric Balchunas, senior ETF analyst for Bloomberg, says the United States Bitcoin futures ETFs were likely on schedule for regulatory green light. That's right. October began with the SEC announcing a frustrating yet not uncommon delay to their decision on whether or not to approve Bitcoin ETFs, the various applications, instead of being allowed or denied this month, will now begin to be processed in November. And according to Balchunas, however, futures-based ETFs are more likely than to not pass muster in the coming weeks, as he shares here on Crypto Twitter in response to the news that the SEC has delayed the approval of 4 Bitcoin ETFs so that they have sufficient time to consider potential rule adjustments. And Balchunas responded, yes, the SEC has kicked can on Bitcoin ETF approval, but that is for physically backed ones under 33 Act. The futures ETFs filed under the 40 Act, which Gensler loves, are very much alive and likely on schedule. We think 75% chance approved in October. Here's our odds. And as he shares here, it shows you the ETFs followed by the potential approval dates along with the odds of getting approved. We have the ProShares Bitcoin Strategy ETF potential approval date, October 18th, 2-to-1 chance of getting approved. The Invesco Bitcoin Strategy ETF, October 19th, approval date, 9-to-1 odds. The VanEck Bitcoin Strategy ETF, October 25th, 20-to-1 odds, followed by the Valkyrie Bitcoin Strategy ETF, October 25th, 5-to-1, followed by the Galaxy Bitcoin Strategy ETF, November 1st, with 50-to-1 odds of getting approved. So there you have it. Balchunas referred to the SEC Chairman Gary Gensler, who last week hinted at a permissive stance regarding the instruments, quoting him here. Subsequently, we start to see filings under the Investment Company Act with regard to exchange-traded funds seeking to invest in CME-traded Bitcoin futures, he said in concluding remarks at the Future of Asset Management North American Conference. And he also shared, when combined with the other federal security laws, the 40 Act provides significant investor protections for mutual funds and ETFs. I look forward to staff's review of such filings. Meanwhile, Canada's Purpose ETF, which got the go-ahead at the start of the year, beating the U.S. offerings, continues to go from strength to strength, as you can see here in this BuyBT chart. Now, the history of Bitcoin ETFs has now spanned several years and seen multiple make-or-break moments in which proponents were all but certain that the SEC would grant its approval. And originally, Bitcoin price action could move significantly on the back of rumors tied to such events, this effect nonetheless lessening over time. Bitcoin futures themselves won formal approval in December of 2017 in time for the last few days of Bitcoin's run-up to all-time highs of $20,000. Also like to point out, it's not only Eric Balchunas predicting a Bitcoin ETF in the U.S. to get approved this month. We also have senior commodity strategist Mike McGlone predicting Bitcoin ETF could get the nod this month as well. And as Lark Davis shares here, Bitcoin still going to 100,000 this year. Q4 2013 and Q4 2017 both saw 300% plus rallies. What would make Bitcoin do that again? A Bitcoin ETF getting approved in the USA. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin forming a pattern that usually leads to a very powerful upside move, according to the Real Vision CEO, Raul Powell, as well as our $100,000 Bitcoin price predictions plausible. Analyst says crypto markets are showing remarkable strength amid stock market wipeout, as well as analyst Plan B that nailed the August and September Bitcoin closing price predicts Bitcoin at 63,000 in October as the worst case scenario. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We have Bitcoin about even for the day, hovering at around that $48,000 mark. We have Ether up almost 3%, trading above $3,400. Solana up 4%, trading at $172. Cardano up 1%, trading at $2.26. Binance Coin up 1.5%, trading at $427. And Chainlink up about 2.5%, trading just above $27. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Macro guru and former Goldman Sachs executive Raul Powell says Bitcoin is forming a pattern that could foreshadow a massive rally. The Real Vision CEO tells his 652,000 followers that Bitcoin is forming a huge descending wedge, reminiscent of a pattern that formed from 2017 to 2020. When Bitcoin broke out of the technical formation, it ascended to its all-time high above 64,000. Quoting the Real Vision CEO right here, the Bitcoin long-term logarithmic chart looks pretty luscious. Who knows if the wedge breaks on the first attempt, but a consolidation pattern of this magnitude usually leads to a very, very powerful upside move. Now, the macro investing veteran suggests Bitcoin can blast out of its range sometime between now and early next year. Raul Powell also sees a wedge forming on Ethereum's Bitcoin pair. According to the macro guru, ETH/BTC may break out of its resistance at the top of the wedge to ignite a 100% rally from the current levels. Quoting him again here, talking of luscious charts, the ETH/BTC cross has seen a lovely consolidation and should move to a near double from here. And if and when the wedge breaks, the investor's ETH/BTC forecast falls in line with previous calls on Ethereum being one of the best bets in all of the financial markets. According to Powell, the coming months should be ridiculous for the crypto markets, which include sizable rallies in ETH/BTC. BTC, quoting him again here, my thesis is based that October, November, and December are ridiculous. I use a lot of charts for that. I start to look at some of the other protocols and tokens are performing versus Ethereum and Bitcoin because we should see a further out on the risk curve still. So we should see over time that Ether/Bitcoin cross. I think that's almost up to 0.08 BTC. It came down again 0.07 BTC. I think once it goes through 0.08 BTC, that will be the signal for the next phase of this whole crypto market, which is usually the rewarding phase. So there you have it. And before I break down our next story of the day, are $100,000 Bitcoin price predictions plausible? Analyst says crypto markets are showing remarkable strength amid stock market wipeout, as well as the analyst plan B that nailed the August and September Bitcoin closing price predicts Bitcoin at 63,000 in October as a worst case scenario. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting back above $2.1 trillion with $97.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 42.3%, with the Ether dominance at 18.8%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have OMG Network up 21.5% for the day and 103% for the week, trading at $17.51. Tezos up 17%, trading at $8.51. And Arweave up 15%, trading at $56.37. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 49 out of 100, which is neutral. Yesterday was a 54, last week a 27 in fear, and last month a 74 in greed. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A top crypto analyst and economist is looking at fundamental factors, which he says can determine whether Bitcoin will ascend to 100,000 by the end of this year. Alex Krueger tells his 95,000 Twitter followers that $100,000 Bitcoin price tag in 3 months is a tough sell given the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank's inclination to reduce the money supply to tame inflation. However, Krueger says he will immediately change his mind if a Bitcoin exchange traded fund is approved. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, crypto assets have been showing remarkable strength in the last 2 days in a view of a continued bloodbath in equity markets where traders have been looking for reasons to sell, likely driven by month end fund inflows. If you go by the chart, have to be very long here. If you go by the macro, have to be wary about the Fed and equity traders fearing a replay of 2018. I'm going by the chart. If for whatever reason Bitcoin sees 41,000 again, think price will continue lower next time. Seeing plenty traders calling for $100,000 by year's end, which makes a little sense to me given a hawkish Fed. And ETF approval would change that, though don't see it happening in 2021. We shall all know very soon. And the CIO of Block Tower, Ari Paul, responded, consensus is pretty strong that we'll get a futures ETF approved this month. In my opinion, would only be moderately bullish. Fundamentally, not much unmet demand left. So there you have it. Let me know if you feel a Bitcoin ETF in the US is likely to get approved this month. And if so, do you feel the Bitcoin price can rise to six figures? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And before I break down our final story of the day, the analyst plan B that nailed the August and September Bitcoin closing price predicts Bitcoin at 63,000, worst case scenario close for October. And before I share with you his latest from this recent poll on crypto Twitter, but first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin's price closed in September at a lower level than it did in August. While that may sound like a negative occurrence for the Bitcoin bulls, popular crypto analyst Plan B actually saw this happening months ago and predicted the exact closing price. That's right. And furthermore, he provided an even more favorable price for the end of October, November, and December. And checking out his original tweet from dated 3 months back, June 20th, 2021, there's also a more fundamental reason that we see weakness in June and possibly July. My worst case scenario for 2021 on-chain based is August, 47,000, which was right on the money. September, 43,000, once again, right on the money. And for this month, October, greater than 63,000. November, 98,000. And December, greater than $135,000. Bitcoin went through a roller coaster in the past few months after the peak, which it reached in mid-April of 65,000. The subsequent retracement retracement caused initially by Elon Fud Puppet Muskrat and later by the latest Chinese ban on the crypto industry drove the asset south hard in the following months. Bitcoin had lost more than 50% of its value and dumped below 30,000 on numerous occasions. Now, the latest such example came in late July when Bitcoin went all the way down to 29,000. How many of you took advantage of that dip? Holla at your boy. And since then, though, the tides have turned rather decisively. Plan B, the popular crypto analyst behind the stock to flow model, saw these developments early on. Back in June, he posted a graph showing that his worst case scenario for this year based on the price and on-chain metrics predicted this weakness in July. And then later on, he envisioned that Bitcoin's price will end August just over 47,000, which it actually did. The price line for September was slightly lower at around 43,000, which also occurred. And keeping in mind his accuracy, it's worth pointing out that his October closing prediction is at 63,000. If Bitcoin is to tap this level, the asset would just be shy of its all-time high record of 65,000. And for November, he sees Bitcoin at 98,000, while for December, the price tag would be 135,000, as I just broke down for you. And he recently updated us here. To be clear, worst case slash floor model is not, I repeat, not based on stock the flow, is based on price and on-chain data, like I wrote in the June 20th tweet, which I shared with you. So great that August closed above 47,000 and September is now around 43,000, but it says nothing about stock the flow. Stock the flow says $100,000. Now, as we all know, Plan B is perhaps the best known in the crypto community as the creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, as well as its variations such as stock to flow X, which is the cross asset model, which predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price. Now, the analyst made sure to distinguish the difference between the stock to flow prediction and his aforementioned worst case scenario, which is on-chain base. Nevertheless, Plan B updated that the closing price of $43,834 in September also works like clockwork for the stock to flow model. As he points out right here, Bitcoin September closing price, $43,834. Like clockwork. And although Bitcoin stands more than halfway away from the coveted six-figure mark, the number of analysts and prominent names envisioning such an increase in the next few months continues to grow. We have the CEO of Chainalysis, we have Adam Back and Mike McGlone from Bloomberg Intelligence, as well as Max Kaiser predicting a $220,000 Bitcoin price before the end of the year, Pompliano, $100,000, Bobby Lee, $200,000, and the list continues. And checking out Plan B's recent poll here this morning on crypto Twitter, do you think Bitcoin will reach $500,000, $288,000 stock the flow X model, $100,000 stock the flow model, or will Bitcoin stay below $100,000 by Christmas 2021? And as you can see, there were 79,938 votes, where 48% put $100,000, 29% said Bitcoin stays below $100,000, 16% said $288,000, while only 6% said $500,000 per BTC. What are your thoughts? Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to end up before the end of this year? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show. Futures-based Bitcoin ETF has a 75% chance of approval in October, according to Bloomberg senior ETF analysts Eric Balchunas and Mike McGlone. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin forming a pattern that usually leads to a very powerful upside move, according to Real Vision CEO Raul Powell. Also in today's show, we discuss if six-figure Bitcoin price predictions are truly plausible, as well as the analyst Plan B that nailed the August and September Bitcoin closing price predicts Bitcoin at 63K as worst-case scenario close for October. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to BitBud and David Lynch. I appreciate the super chat contributions. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Ron Romero wrote, just tip you some Bitcoin on Twitter. Keep up the good work, JV. That's right. As of yesterday, I activated Twitter tipping via Bitcoin, and it's pretty sweet. I received 5 tips yesterday and you were one of the 5, so I greatly appreciate your support. Now the next featured comment comes from G. Dean, who wrote, great show, JV. I believe ETH can hit at least $13,000 when Bitcoin hits over 90K. My response, thanks so much, G. Dean, for tuning in live. Oh yeah, ETH 13,000 when Bitcoin hits 90,000. Love it. And the third and final featured comment of the day comes from BitBud, who wrote, banks must be trusted to hold our money and transfer it electronically, but they lend it out in waves of credit bubbles with barely a fraction in reserve. We have to trust them with our privacy, trust them not to let identity thieves drain our accounts. Their massive overhead costs make micropayments impossible, quoting the great Satoshi Nakamoto. My response, exactly, fam. Hence why I don't trust central banks / bankers whatsoever. I thank God for Bitcoin and Satoshi every day. Thanks for tuning in live as always, and I appreciate the super chat contributions. One love, and to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them sats tax-free.